Blog Talk Radio.
Another day without you, it's come and gone, and I know I'm lost. I wish you'd get lost with me. Another hotel room, so far from home, and I wonder what you're doing when I'm all alone, and I know I'm lost. I wish you'd get along.
Tiffany Pollack and Eric Johansson. Thank you, Tiffany, for coming on the Who Magoo tonight. Awesome, huh?
Yeah. I'm so glad to be here again. So fun.
I know, and I told her quickly, I go, hey, hang on, it's going to go into the queue really quick, and you're going to hear your song, and then we'll come on. I'm like, wow. I mean, they couldn't hear anything when I interviewed before. What professionals, you know, they got to try and follow my train of thought. I tell them one thing and I do the other, you know, you know what I mean?
You know, I'm pretty easygoing.
Trying to lead this baby, but you know, with having your great music and thank you again for coming on tonight. And tonight we do have a phone number. I know it can be busy, but hopefully people can get through 516-387-1328 and give Tiffany Pollack and myself a buzz tonight. So how is it in New Orleans for you tonight? How's it going?
I'm riding my bike around my neighborhood right now. It's gorgeous outside. It's nice and breezy and cool. It's been a little rainy like the last couple of days, and so it's not raining now. It's nice. You know, just enjoying the outdoors.
I love that every time we come on the show, you have the children, you're with them and chasing them down the street and on the bike. And I know last time you told me that it was really cool. I go, oh, that was right. She just took off and I'm going to do an interview and I'll talk to everybody later. And you are so busy. Oh, I love that new thing that you're doing. You're taking tunes in yourself and tell me about what's going on with all your online Tiffany happening with you and the band and everything down there.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm still live streaming. We cut it down to once a week now, and now we're live streaming from Bufa's, which is a club in New Orleans that I used to play at all the time before the, you know, all this. And so they, you know, the back bar is still closed. All the bars and music clubs are closed still. But they've been letting us live stream there on Monday nights, and it's been real nice to just be back in a club again, you know, and then, you know, it's Leslie Cooper, who does all the music booking there. She kind of like hosts for us, and it's cool, you know, and it's just cool to play for, you know, live people. If it's just her and like the bar owner, it's still, you know, we're having a little bit of live applause. It is nice.
Yeah. And we talked about 2 months ago when this all started.
Yeah.
Back in March 22nd. Yeah, I remember because I was posting your show. And I remember you were I was thinking I didn't know what to do with my show. It was, oh my gosh, the thoughts going on. And so much has happened. I mean, you're doing online. You were telling me you got a new camera one night. And you know, all that yourself and the creativity that the different artists has really been amazing. And now I see you with your big band. Bass player is there with the upright, and you're all separated, but it's really rocking, you know?
Yeah, we, you know, just managed to get it together and just, you know, try to stay socially distanced and stuff like that, and we've all kind of been around each other, you know, me and my bandmates, since the beginning, and so we've just been kind of quarantining ourselves amongst ourselves in that way to keep, you know, the contact down, and I don't know. I think we've been doing a pretty good job of it. And I started live streaming like basically a week after everything shut down. I just, you know, had to quickly think of a way to start trying to make money since all of my gigs had gotten canceled. So I was live streaming twice a week and now we're live streaming once a week. I did a Wang Dang Doodle t-shirt and Nola Blue got together and did like a online blues festival, and I participated in that. That was kind of neat. And you know, just been trying to stay busy and trying to think of new creative ways to make money not playing in clubs, because that was how I made money before.
I mean, yeah, that is reality. What you're up front and all your friends and, you know, artists are dealing with that, you know, the lost income.
Yeah.
Which all of a sudden, out of the blue, hey, what do you have to do here for pay the bills? And oh my. And here we are 2 months later. Yeah. And I remember that show that night when, you know, it was Meg Williams started off, and you're and I've got to meet Meg, and you know, I think Miss Bix was on there too.
Yeah, Leslie Bixler.
Yeah, and how you did it. It was, yeah, and you were just hanging out like, hey, it's my turn. There was a lot of artistry to that. And the NOLA Blues label, and then you had some other big shows. And, you know, I guess as a fan of music, that's what I'm doing on my end. It was really interesting to see all those things put together.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're all, it was always a hustle before. It's just a different kind of hustle now, but we're still hustling. Hustling for work.
That's kind of what I was thinking, you know.
It hasn't really, like, changed all that much. I'm just, other than, like, you know, I mean, it's a little scary. You know, things are uncertain. Things are not as easy as they were before, but it's just because I've never had to operate like this. So, you know, I'm kind of learning as I go, and I think all of us are. You know, you just got to work with what you got to work with.
You're literally riding the bike right now. You're all riding the bike out there and learning. And I'll tell you what, let's play a song for everybody. If I had a hammer, need a hammer.
Oh, cool.
Gotta keep building. Let's do that. We'll be back with Tiffany Pollack on the Hoomagoo. Thank you.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land. Oh, I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters.
No, I love that version. If I Had a Hammer. Thank you, Tiffany. That just rocks off of booze in my blood. Oh yeah, my static comes with my show. I know it's the old AM.
That?
I call it my AM show. You know, 2 years ago, Blog Talk, I had that. I told them this before I went to my speaker, but I wanted to come back to this place for the phone number. But you know, you were number 14th in the Roots Music Report last year for number 19 with this CD, Blues in My Blood, and it is about your family. You know, and I had yourself and Eric on and telling me how it was made and in the barns and stuff and banging on the pipes and, you know, and how you just found out he was your, you know, your bro and blood. And speaking
my cousin,
of that,
your
cousin, I got to meet Charles is listening. I think you mentioned it was your uncle, Mr. Charles Ward.
Uncle
if you want to give us, Charles, give us a call.
Uncle Charles, you should call in. What's the number,
want,
Tom? Tell him
we'll
what the number
it.
Is.
516-387-1328. 516-387-1328. And
he can tell
yeah,
you because he's the one that found me. He can tell you how he found me.
Oh wow!
He's the one. He found me. Well, I mean, I was looking. I was making myself findable. But he found me and, like, forwarded me to my mom or something around it. He facilitated it, which was amazing. He's amazing. I love my Uncle Charles.
And what a great story when you hear that yourself. And, you know, it's so important to find your roots and family, and you know, if you're able to. And then it turned into just a musical monster. Just, you know, when you guys put that together.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was really fun. It was a great experience. Definitely a great experience.
And so you were putting it out there to find your cousin. And you find out your cousin is a talented musician. And you've been doing it from age 5. Oh, there's Charles. No, I'm sorry. Going over to the house. I always say that when it's calling to you. Genes, the blood, the music, because, you know, Tiffany, you not only do what I see, you know, what you guys are doing on video and all that, you just take in the performance to another level. And it's always a performance every day for you. Since age early on. You know, your family.
Yeah. And I was doing it all on my own, you know, before I even met them. And, you know, my family that raised me was not musical, but I just had this musical ability and this need to make music. And then, and you know, Eric grew up with it around him because he was there with them and, you know, surrounded by all that music. And so it really was like in my blood because, you know, I didn't have it, you know, kind of nature versus nurture. I didn't have, it was nature for me.
Yeah, because you talented musicians, you have it or you don't. And like I built the, and then you share it with everybody. Not only do you have this, but you also have your Dandy show that you do. Dapper Dandies, is that what it is?
I miss them so much. We haven't been live streaming. You know, the horn player got sick, and he's fine. But, you know, he was just out of commission for a while. And, you know, we just started talking about, like, maybe doing some live streaming. Because, God, you know, you go from playing with these guys, seeing them, like, a couple of nights a week to, like, not seeing them for months. And, man, I miss my Dapper Dandies.
And they miss you. In the whole New Orleans scene, you know?
Oh, I know.
Because you were telling me last time, and I know you don't know Brett Favre, but I love that. I have to ask my Packer
fourth
question.
Ball?
Yeah, but, no, it was funny. I listened back. I asked Tiffany if she knew Brett Favre. Oh, my God. Of course. But that's me. You know what I mean? There he is. Because he's from down south. And
I know of him.
I know. Yeah, do it again, but that's me. That's why he called who Magoo, you know? That's what he's done it again. And But it must be such a party down there. I mean, I'm always thinking, you know what, you guys, you know, the live, the horns are going, the Mardi Gras, you know, your friends are there, they're coming to see you. And yes, it's God bless. And I know here in Wisconsin they're opening, but that doesn't mean, I don't know, people are dying. You know, what do you do, you know? How do you balance it?
I mean, I got to say, I'm glad that we're kind of taking things slow here. I mean, obviously, yes, I'm anxious to, like, get back to playing in clubs and things like that. But I think, you know, I mean, this virus is nothing to screw with. So, you know, I think being cautious and taking our time opening things back up is a smart idea.
Yeah, God bless. I don't know. And we just pray, you know, pray for a miracle.
Yeah.
That's what we need to hear.
Yeah.
And then we can all get back and... We have a caller. Let's get him online. Ooh. Hello. Yeah, we got a caller coming in. Hello, bro. Welcome to the Humagoo with Tiffany. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're on here. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Uncle Charles.
It's Uncle Charles.
Oh.
I'm enjoying the interview.
Oh, I'm so enjoying that you called.
I did call, yeah. So you want to know how the story about how we found you?
Yes, that'd be
great.
Tell
them, Uncle Charles.
Okay, so we have had another missing child. My brother had a son who he abandoned when he was 3 or 4 months old. The mother wound up remarrying after about a year and a half, and the son was adopted, and they kind of disappeared on us. And after the internet, I would look for him every once in a while because I knew what his name was.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, went to an adoption registry, and just on an off chance that something would come up, and some ladies were able to locate him. Well, I told Margaret, Tiffany's mother, about the adoption link, and within 2 days she had located Tiffany by going to it. So we found two missing relatives, one right after the other in 2007.
Yep.
So, and I corresponded with Tiffany a little bit on MySpace, but I didn't say anything.
He was very covert.
Okay. I was, yeah.
Covert
and,
operations.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say anything to her until her mother had it done to
to approach. Yeah, nowadays online. Oh my God, that's a whole nother show.
So we made friends. We made friends with each other on MySpace before I even knew that he was my uncle.
Yeah,
I finally did. And did I book you to play it here before or after I told you? I think
it was
maybe
after.
It
was after because y'all came down. Okay. You and Aunt Frances came down and met me. Remember before I got to go meet my mom.
That's right, yeah.
Because I met Kelly, who's Eric's sister. I met her first because Eric was living in New Zealand at the time. And then I met y'all, and then I flew to South Carolina and met my mom.
Right. And then you came to Spirits and played, and we did our world-famous duet together.
In spite of ourselves.
I know. That was fun. And
rest
don't forget,
in peace, John Prine.
And don't forget, we're not the Jet Set.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that one, too. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, it sure was.
That was a, that was a great night. Baba came out. That was great. Baba is my biological grandmother, who I also met for the first time that night. That was amazing. That was an amazing night. I think I met Eric for the first time that night, too, didn't I? Maybe? No,
not that time. And Ricky was there also.
Yes. Ricky was also there.
He was
night.
The,
I met
the
Ricky
missing,
too.
The missing nephew that we located. So. And everyone's a musician. Every one of us.
Yep. Uncle Charles has a really killer bluegrass band. Reverend Charlie's patent medicine show.
More folk Americana than bluegrass, although we do some bluegrass. So,
they're really good.
Oh, thank you. And we want to record Crawfish and Beer.
Not before I record it.
Yeah, okay. No, you get to do it first. Okay. Well,
that's my song.
The interview. I want to listen to it. Go back and listen to it. So.
All right. I love you, Uncle Charles. Right. Thanks for calling in.
Love you. Okay. Talk to you later.
Right. Charles, that's amazing. Yeah. That the whole family, you guys are all musical and such talent.
Everyone except my son.
Right.
My son
and
has all of his mother's ability, which is none, but he also has a black passion kung fu, which none of us can do. So
that
know,
is very
he's
true.
Got his own set of talents.
But what
everybody has one.
The family reunions. Tell me a little. That must be just, you know, an amazing night. Of course, that first night. I have a friend from UW-Madison, and he posts the show when he met his mother. He'll never forget it when he first did that. You know, for people as yourself, it's an unbelievable event. It was meant to be, what you need to go through, whatever. It was meant to be now. It's now.
We had some great times like that. We still do. Once in a while, for a while, we were had a Christmas show every year with family and friends playing, and even younger days, Christmas at my mother's, everybody in the family, if they didn't play, they could sing, and we had some great Christmas carols and all that. So, you know, it was always great. When I think of being a child, it's like a movie score with all the music playing in the background.
And that's what you grew up with. My mother said to her relatives, the Ottos, they could all sing, you know, they all got together and, you know, and it was neat stuff. And wow, what neat story. Blues in My Blood is a fabulous CD that Tiffany and Eric put together, you know, on the charts and family. And wow, you must be so proud of her and the family,
oh,
huh?
and I'm amazed. I was heard you play If I Had a Hammer, at the beginning of the interview, and
yeah.
I'm still just blown away by the rendition that they did.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
Exactly. Peter, Paul, and Mary, I believe, or was that somebody else? Bob's,
yeah. No, it was Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Well, they did it, but it's Pete Seeger tune.
I thought. Yeah. Aha. I caught myself.
I started playing guitar because I wanted to be Pete Seeger when I grew up, you know. So, yeah, it was his song.
Yeah.
It's all his song.
Well, we need more of that nowadays. We need some more love out there. And I know you guys are the Pollock family. And thank you, man, for calling in and bringing the love on the
room.
Go ahead.
Really? All right. Well, it's been great. Thanks for talking to me.
I always love it, man. Thanks, bro. God bless.
Okay.
We'll talk later.
Love you, Uncle Charles.
Love
Thank
you.
You. I'll tell you what. Let's get to a call. I mean, let's get to a tune.
Right.
I think it
All
is.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
Yep.
Fire miles long on every link, a heart does dangle of another link.
Thank you very much. Blues of my blood. And we hand the blood here. Thank you, Tiffany. Your Uncle Charles calling in. And oh, my. What a great night tonight on the Humugoo. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we still do have 11 now. And like the other thing, I can kind of go is kind of a cutoff 3 hours. But on this one, it's literally an hour or 45 minutes tonight. So 516-387-1328. Tiffany's friends, give us a buzz, chat some more with her, and to give her a big shout out because I'm sure you miss her, the band, everything. Wow, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy times.
Yeah, it is crazy out there right now. But, you know, we're making lemonade out of lemons.
That is true. That is true. So tell us about your next shows you got. I know you got more going. By the way, you do great. You got your picture up there, and I see it in Facebook Live on these, and so many artists do too, and follow that and links work, you know?
Yeah. Well, we'll be back at Bufa's on Monday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We play from 6 to 8 p.m. every Monday. That's Tiffany Pollock and Company, my band, and yeah, you know, I'm working on trying to get the Dapper Dandies to get together and do a live stream of some kind. And I just went into the studio and started recording a couple of things to go towards my next album. So that's kind of exciting. And I'm, you know, getting ready to make a music video for one of the songs I just recorded. I'm still looking for a hearse. If someone has a hearse that I can borrow, I need a hearse for a day.
I remember that I remember that posting. And I think you mentioned you found one, but it's not worth a movie. It's a lot of money.
Right. I mean, there was, I found one that would fit the bill, but I can't afford it. So I'm still trying to get a free. Someone to just let me borrow. I am a licensed funeral director and a experienced hearse driver, and I promise I will take very good care of your hearse if you let me borrow it for the day.
Yeah, why couldn't you be in the back and your face in the window or something in the video? I'll be in
the hearse. I have a specific idea for this music video, and it requires a beautifully pristine funeral ready hearse. And if I can't find one, I'm going to have to totally rethink what I want to do with this music video. But, you know, I still got my fingers crossed. I got one more iron in the fire, and I'm still waiting to hear back on that before I give up the idea and try to do something else.
Oh, that's just a get the word out right. Somebody just the right person, the right hearse, the right
right,
you know, rocking and roller blues. Late. Oh, you're Tiffany. Oh, yeah, let's go. When's the date? You know, I hope so for you. That'd be cool stuff.
Either way, you know, we'll make something cool regardless. I'm not too stressed about it.
No. hey, your band that you have playing, the Piano Man and all that cool stuff, Mr. Wexler, is it? I think it begins with the who you got playing online today. Yeah.
Josh has not been around for a few weeks. He had to go to New York for a little while. But I've got Brandon Brunius on guitar and Ian Patillo on drums. And Stu Odom is my upright bass player. And you know, that's like, you know, who I've been gigging with, you know, for the last month or so.
I gotcha.
That was all. It's my band without Josh now. Josh can come back.
Oh, that's funny. That was early pandemic version of the band. Because
yeah,
it was at that time
we
were all camped out for 2 weeks going, oh, my Lord, you know, what are we going to do? Yeah, that's right. I saw that. The general with the bass, I think he's always been jamming with you, has he not?
Yeah, Josh and I have been collaborating for a couple of years now. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of, like, duo gigs. And, you know, he helps me a lot. Because he can, when I hear a melody in my head and I can't play it myself on an instrument, he can chart it for me. He's really good at that. He's a piano teacher, so he's really good at that. So I can't wait for him to come back.
I'm sure
you know,
had
just dealing with some family stuff right now.
Oh, sure. I'm sure you had some fun stories about putting that all together. Getting the new production, is it on? I mean, doing those, I'm talking the live streaming, you know?
Yeah.
It must have been something those early days with your phone and trying to figure that out and working so hard,
you know,
to get the word
trial
out.
Trial and error. Yeah. You know, trial and error. We, you know, learned from every mistake. So I go back and I watch the feed the next day. And I take notes, and, you know, every time I just try to make it a little bit better. I try to do it a little bit better.
Yeah,
you know,
it's something. You're used to that live production, that live moment. And when I start putting this thing together, you know, a lot of times I'd be blind. Like, I'd be out in the show. I can mobile this thing with, you know, in the road, actually. And I'd be like, I don't really know what's broadcasting. I'm like, I hope it's good. I put enough time into it. Thinking it's going to be, and it usually is okay, or I found, you know, where I need to be. But yeah, that whole end was like, and I saw that you know, from you saying, you know, I got a new camera, and you know, so many artists working, and is you know, you said making the best that you can,
watching a lot of YouTube tutorials about, you know, like simulcasting and like you know, what's the best camera to use for live streaming, and just like I've been educating myself on more tech things than I ever cared to educate myself on, but it's out of necessity. So I mean, technology was not ever really my thing, but you know, I'm just kind of adapting.
But as you conquer and learn. You know, was that term OBS? I think it is. You got to have OBS as a free on the video side, something like that. The free software.
I started with that one, and it was not cooperating with my Mac at all.
Gotcha.
And so now I have
gotcha.
A new one that I've been using because my laptop did not like OBS for whatever reason. So I found a system that my computer likes, and they get along together very well now, and so I'm happy.
No, it's interesting you say that, because myself, I got some bands talking to me, and I'm talking that lingo because that's something I'm now working on for my end, you know. Everything's all relevant technology. I got the audio jacking and rolling on many different ways, but yeah, now they're bringing in the other part too. But I think every time I conquer it or figure it, it's really cool at least to find a different way to have your uncle to be able to call and bring back their family. We got 3 minutes left in the show. Wow, what a neat time to be able to, you know, I'll put that podcast now. Now this will go on the Spreaker podcast, iHeartRadio and iTunes, and it'll actually play live again when we get done. I'll play that on that part, and then you'll have that for your family and everything, you know.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I really love coming and chatting with you and stuff. It's always fun, Tom.
Oh, it's the best. And again, Tiffany Pollock, and then your super CD, everybody, with Eric Johansson, Blues in My Blood, number 14 in the Roots Music Report. We're talking right up there with everybody. Buddy Guy last year. This is the whole 2019. And let's give a shout out to your team. Nola Blue, Meg Williams, all you ladies, you know, Betsy Brown, how I got introduced to you, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Betsy. I got another new CD from Gerald McClinton in the CD. I get him in the mail. Isn't that cool? I get him in the mail.
Betsy's the best.
Yeah. You too. So when I see that come to my door, it's Hoomagoo, it's like, yay. And trying to make a better world, and you know, and my you know, we need so much. There's so many things happen. I can't believe what happened in Minnesota. That's a whole nother nightmare world, but I'm so blessed. I can't believe what the world is dealing with now.
Nauseating.
I can't watch it. I never did. I never will. I never watch those things. When those bad things happen, I cannot. Yeah, you heard the 90
seconds
mark.
I only have
mark.
To hear about it. I don't need to actually, like,
no.
watch it.
No, I refuse.
Because then you can't, like, get it out of your head. And, it, like, I can't
no,
sleep at night,
it's
know?
Horror. Right. It's
yeah.
like a horror movie. I never understood why
it
you
is.
Want to be scared and have an entertainment. I
right.
never made any sense.
I've never
Freddy
been
and,
into, yeah, I've never been into horror movies either. So, yeah.
So, it is a horror. I kind of digress. But that's what we need, the music, yourself, and, and isn't that cool? You hear that 60 seconds countdown? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I do in my 60 seconds till the end of the show. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Tiffany,
thanks, Tom.
We'll chat again, call more, and we'll get some more callers, and we'll rock out with you. And I'm going to go with, Slave of Tomorrow. Oh, I love this one by Eric. It's got a big groove on it. So thank you. God bless. Talk to you next time. Be good. Stay safe
right.
on that bike.
Thanks, Tom. I will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Tiffany.
All right. Peace. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why it does that. So it's really kind of cool. So, well, thanks again. And we will talk soon, okay?